Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Inman Ebel is here. Beverly Inman Ebel is the founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's one of the top communication experts in the galaxy, and she's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1999. She was only 23 at the time, and we're glad we've been able to raise her all these years. Beverly Inman Ebel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back, Beverly. You're always welcome here. Beverly, one of the things that that I continue to remind small business owners about is that they have some special sauce in their organizations that they don't use enough. And that's the way they take care of customers. And it doesn't cost them anything. But when a small business owner loves up a customer, there's something really special about that. And for some reason, way too many small business owners miss that opportunity. What do you think?
I think so, too. And I think we miss another opportunity. I want to talk today about, you know, we hear so much about self-service.
Yeah.
I want to talk about self-customer service because we hopefully are taking care of our customers. But you know who we're not taking care of?
Who?
Ourselves.
Hmm.
So.
Go ahead.
I think of this as self-customer service. So let me just ask a question to everyone listening, Jim.
So you're saying we should turn our special sauce on ourselves?
Yes,
mm.
Because if we have a special sauce on ourselves, then we're just covered with it. So every time we shake hands, every time we communicate, it's going to be getting all over our customers.
Explain yourself,
right?
Explain yourself, Lucy.
Explain myself, Lucy. Think about how we treat our customers. What's the first thing that pops into your mind? What do you tell folks about treating their customers?
When I think about treating my customers, I think about doing everything that they ask me to and anticipating things that they don't ask.
Ah, okay, love that.
Before they ask for it.
Anticipating and acting before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and in order to be able to anticipate them, you've really got to know your customer, right?
Yeah, and you got
to
think about them. You got to have them on your mind.
You've got to give them that most precious commodity that we have, which is time,
mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
You invest time in them. You get to know them. You listen to them. You talk to them eventually after you listen to them to the point where, as you said, you can anticipate what they want or what they need even before they realize it because mm-hmm. then they know how in tune you are with them. Well, we got to do the same thing to ourselves. We have to anticipate what we are going to need before we need it.
Hmm.
We have to have something in reserve. We've got to know ourselves. We are all unique. Now, people tell me I'm unique all the time, and I'm not sure they always mean that as a compliment. Different. Weird. I mean,
I think unique is a good I would use that term. I would apply that term to you.
I have been accused many times of choosing my words carefully.
So are you saying that we sometimes pour ourselves out so much for our businesses and for our customers that we literally consume ourselves?
You know we do. And everybody listening, you know you do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a lot. Maybe mm-hmm. too much. I'm not saying pull back on your customers. I'm saying apply the sauce on yourself. You know, as you're mm-hmm. pouring it out on everybody else, put some on you first.
What would that
Reach
look
yourself
like? What would that look like?
I'm envisioning this big red globby mess, but
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of red sauce. Okay, what it looks like is spending time every day. Now, for me, it's first thing I do. If it means I get up 30 minutes earlier, then I get up 30 minutes earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But it's spending time talking to Beverly. I also do it in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I have a habit of walking outside, and sometimes it's mighty cold. I have dogs, so that makes it really easy. The neighbors don't have to think I'm crazy staying outside in wintertime. But, again, it's filling myself up, getting to know myself, listening to myself, anticipating not just what I need right now, like ice cream, but anticipating what I'm going to need this week, what I'm going to need next week. Do I need to spend time motivating myself? Do I need to have a good talk with myself? Well, only if I've been listening to myself first. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have that self-talk, and it's going taking us in the wrong direction.
Well, one of the things that I think will happen if you do what Beverly's talking about is there is the potential. If you do pour yourself out, as we all do, for our businesses, for our customers, for our employees, for our families, as we pour ourselves out like that, we consume ourselves, there is the potential for resentment down the road. And unhappy and being unhappy. And I think if you do what Beverly's talking about, you'll be checking your position all along. And you'll be less likely to have those negative things. What do you think, Bev?
I agree. You know, Jim, that I coach executives and business owners,
mm-hmm.
and when I ask them to fill out the roles that they fulfill, guess which one they leave out?
Mm-hmm.
To go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a business owner, they're a boss, they're a parent, they're something in their church. And I said, what about you? And they said, what do you mean, what about me? This is what I am.
And
But
you know, Bev, there are times when you're growing a business, you're trying to get it out of the ground, you're bootstrapping it, when you do have to defer gratification. And you're not talking about that.
Not gratification. I'm talking about the very fuel that makes your car go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying don't run yourself dry.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to fill the coffee cup every morning.
And this is where reading the right books will help too.
Yeah.
Find somebody to read that will inspire you, something that will motivate you, something that will encourage you. That's another good way of filling that tank back up. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend, the unique Beverly in Menibo. Stay with us.
Baby, Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.